Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ironville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Today, I have a message of encouragement for all of us. Amen. The scripture that I'm coming from is Psalms 139 and 1. And it reads, Lord, you have selected me and know all about me. That means God has chose you. Amen. This is a message of encouragement and assurance to us today. Only God knows what you have been through and possibly going through right now. But know this, God knows you better than we ourselves. God knows your situation, your status, where you are, and everything about you. But the blessings for us in all of this is no condemnation. Once you become his children or his child, no matter what you have done or where you have been, God knows and he only has the answer to your problem and the solution. Amen. That's something we need to remember. No matter where you are or how down you feel, God already knows you. He knows the situation. He knows why it happened. So he is the only one that has the answer to your problem. So don't go looking up Tom and Jerry. Amen. So our allegiance belong only to him because he cares for us. He has told us repeatedly through his word concerning us that he has a plan for us. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 assures us that God has a plan for us. He have a plan, not your plan. He has a plan, and all you have to do is get an agreement with his word and just let God work it out, work the plan. Amen. Through his word, God is concerned about us consistently, so we need to become familiar with his words. If you don't know the words, then you are lost. Amen. So become familiar with the word of God. And the way you become familiar with the word of God is through reading his word, studying his word, and praying his word. Amen. An example of God knowing us beyond ourselves and the plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans to give you hope and a future. God got everything already lined out for our victory. Amen. Luke 12:7 say, even the very hairs on our head are numbered by God. So that's somebody that really, really knows you. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows, God. God tells us he keep his eyes on the sparrow. Amen. So if he'd keep his eyes on the sparrow, that let us know that he is keeping his eyes on us. So there's no need to be afraid and worried. Amen. And Romans 8:31 says, nothing can separate us from God's love. Amen. So no matter what you've done or where you're at right now in life, realize that God is never away from you. Amen. The only person that walks away from God is us. He never walks away from us. He's always there. He's always waiting on us to make up our mind and come back to him and realize that he does have the answer to whatever the situation is. Amen. Be assured when you are suffering, grieving, dealing with persecution or rejection, we can have confidence in these two truths. God knows us intimately. God cares for us deeply. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God tells us this, to cast all your burdens upon him. He assures us more than one time in the word of God that I am on your side. You are never too bad. You're never too far away. And I'm speaking this to somebody that's wondering, does God love me? Does God accept me? Yes, he does. Amen. The only person that don't accept you sometimes is your own self and people around you that's whispering in your ear that you're just not accepted. And that is a total absolute lie from the very pits of hell. Amen. There is nothing too bad you can do that God will throw you away. Repent and be restored. Amen. Praise the Lord. We praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name today. We thank you right now, God, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Everything that's in it belongs to you. So we come to you this morning with a heart of repentance, asking for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Father God, we thank you today that you got a plan for us. You made us and you know all about us, even the very hairs on our head. You got a plan for us, and it's of good and not of evil. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, that you can love us better than we can love ourselves or anybody else can love us. Father God, we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We thank you today, God. We believe what your words say, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now that nothing is too hard and impossible for you to do. You say you'll never leave us or never forsake us. We got to learn how to put our trust totally in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said everything work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. Father God, let us know that the world can't give us anything. The world cannot help us, only their way. But we know your way is the right way. So we ask you right now, God, to give us a mind of Christ, a mind to serve you, a mind to call up on your name this day in the name of Jesus. Because, God, if you don't fix it, it won't get fixed because we don't know how. We can't do nothing without you, and we are nothing without you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you for peace. Only you can give us peace. You say the peace that you give us, the world cannot give it, and it cannot take it away. Because you will give us peace surpass all understanding. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you today, God. Lord, let us take our eyes off man and put them on you. Father God, cause us to become focused in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say it in your word that our mind needs to be transformed according to Romans 12. By the renewing of our mind is through your word. Give us a mind to read and study your word so our mind can get transformed. Because you said we are born into this world, into sin, and we are shaped into iniquity. So if there's going to be a change, we got to get our mind transformed. So give us a mind to study the word and meditate on the word day and night. Let it not depart from my lips, nor for my eyes. You say, meditate therein, and we will find health and strength and even marrow to our bones. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you today. We glorify and magnify your name today. Father God, you told us in your word that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, you told us in your word, and we're sick in our body, you are the Lord thy God that heal us. You are our healer. You said you was bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are already healed. Father God, you told us that, and we believe what your words say. Father God, even teach us how to police up our mouth. You say we shall have what we say. So teach us to say what you said about us. Teach us how to open our mouth and speak what you said about us. Because you said we have not, because we ask not. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you are in charge of everybody and everything in the world. You say all souls belongs to you. And you wish that none shall perish. It don't matter what color we are, what our status are,
what's going on in our life. We belong to God. We are all God's children, and he loves us all with an agape love, unconditional love. We can never do nothing so bad that God don't love us. He do not condemn us. We only condemn ourselves, and man does. God say he condemns no one. He only show us love. So God, let us know this morning that you love us. You are the one that forgive us. Only you, God. So God, teach us how to bring everything to you in prayer and supplication to make our request be made known. Because if you don't do it, it won't get done. And we thank you for it today, God. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify you. Father God, you told us in your word that we can put the devil to a flight. So we rebuke and bind the works of the enemy today. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse. We pull down every stronghold because you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. So we rebuke the hand of the enemy today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge in you this morning to direct our path. We thank you today that you already told us, God, we got the victory if we are in you. No matter what's happening, what's going on around us, what we see, we got the victory because you said so. You are in charge. We thank you today. We are what you told us we are. You said everything that the enemy has stolen from us or taken from us, you will restore it all back to us. The years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm have eaten up will be restored back to us. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name. We thank you today, God. You say thank you, make blessing, make room for more blessing. So we just thank you right now, God. We're not going to figure out how to do it, but we leaving everything in your hand because you are in charge. We thank you today, God. You told us in your word that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrower. You have made us rich and no sorrow has been added. We thank you today. We are walking in that now. We are walking in that word. We are doing what your word say. And we believe your word, God, because you say you watch over your word to perform it. All we got to do is say the word, speak the word out of our mouth. You say it's not that you've forgotten, but you want us to bring you in remembrance of your word. It's not that you forgot, but you want us to remember what you said you were going to do for us. All we have to do is speak the word. And as we speak the word, you're going to manifest things because you said you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, God, that you are the one and only true God. There's no other God before you nor after you. You are the only true and living God. And we give you the glory this morning. We give you the praise this morning. And we thank you this morning. We just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for making ways out of no ways. Thank you, Lord, just now, Lord. We thank you for our children, God, and our grandchildren, God. You told us that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God, we are standing on your word, and we believe your word this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Put a hedge of protection around them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep